Hey there, Greg Hayner here, and I'm real happy to be able to bring you guys another interview today. I'm going to be talking with Peter Mehar, a portrait wedding photographer from the Portland, Oregon area. And I first became aware of Peter's work about 3 months ago when I discovered some of his photos up on Facebook. And I was really intrigued by some of his projects, especially one called the Face Study Project. So I'm going to be asking Peter some questions about his portraiture, as well as his personal projects, and as well as some other technical questions. So to start off here, Peter, I kind of want to ask you, what got you started with photography?
I got started in photography. I wasn't born being a photographer. I didn't have dreams of becoming a photographer. I actually didn't even touch a camera until I was about 16 years old. And it was, the only reason was because I saw another photographer's work and I felt an emotion from it. I felt a feeling. And so because of that, I kind of basically wanted to do the same thing with my work. I wanted to create images that could help people either feel joy, sadness, or constant emotion. And so that's really what started me on photography, was having a real desire to want to cause an emotion in somebody.
And what do you think drives you as a photographer in that way?
You know, it really comes down to, we all see very visually as people. Mm-hmm. And so you can, it's that whole cliche thing of saying that image speaks more than 1,000 words. And it's really quite true. You can really cause somebody true sorrow or true happiness with a simple image. So what you're documenting or what I'm documenting, it really drives me to kind of capturing a person's true essence and really cause an emotion from other viewers that may or may not even know that person.
Mm-hmm. So what got you into portraits specifically?
Portraits, with my whole face study thing, that's actually more or less just trying to get people more comfortable and getting more relaxed. And if I can get a really great portrait, then I can get a great group shot and things like that. So portraits really for me is kind of the, I don't know how you describe it, kind of like the fine print of getting up close and personal with that person. Mm-hmm. And if you can get a great portrait, then when they're 20 or 30 feet away, it's a lot easier.
Yeah. Did you start out with portraits originally?
I started out with landscape just because I didn't know what I was doing. I started out with kind of taking pictures of whatever I could. And when I realized my trees and landscapes wouldn't move or react, I didn't like that. I liked working and talking with people. And so I started taking a few pictures of friends, and people said, you should start charging. I was like, no, I shouldn't do that. I didn't think anything of it, of a business aspect. I just liked taking pictures and was kind of just still learning. I didn't know anything about it. So as time went on, I started taking more and more pictures of people and did some weddings, and that's really what progressed.
Mm. So what would you say your favorite age range to shoot is? Do you like shooting kids, adults? What do you think?
That's an interesting question, because right off the bat, children photography is a whole different ballgame. I have great respect for children photographers because you got to have a lot more energy and not necessarily creativity, but it's tough photographing kids. So
yes.
I prefer not to shoot children. I like the mid-range, but I also love older people just because of the kind of history aspect. I really enjoy photographing, you know, elderly seniors and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you kind of can, they just have soft eyes. When you look inside of their eyes, it just, you get so much more of a story, and I don't know, it really is a lot more impactful for me.
So would you say that that's kind of what you go for in portraits, is impact? Is that kind of your goal in most cases?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of kind of simplifying the image, taking more things out to kind of focus on one or maybe two elements. And so with portraits, you know, it's very simple. It's a white backdrop. You've got basic makeup, basic clothing, and you're really focusing on that person and their story and what they're trying to convey.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, I think you can get a more precise message and feeling from that image.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. So I want to ask you, as a Christian photographer, how does that affect your outlook on the world, and how does it affect your images?
That's a good question. Primarily, it really affects my my business model and my business kind of purpose. One of my biggest leading ideas or beliefs is let your yes be yes and your no be no. With today's digital technology, I love technology and I love what you're able to do with it. But I've noticed it's made people less sincere and also less honest, because in a simple text, we can cancel last minute, we can reschedule something. And when back in the day, when people didn't have this type of technology, you said you're going to meet somebody at 3 o'clock, you would meet them at 3 o'clock. So just little simple things like that. But with my business, being upfront with what I offer, being upfront with how I conduct myself, and then following through has been a huge importance to me.
And would you say that also carries through to the types of images that you take?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say photography, at least portrait photography, a lot of it is kind of psychiatry. You're almost like a barber or somebody. You're talking to these people, and it's about your personal connections you make with them. So how you act or how you conduct yourself will help them feel more relaxed or open up, and you'll kind of get a better image in that.
Yeah. So I want to ask you a technical question here. What kind of gear do you typically like to use when on a portrait shoot?
I'm actually only using a 50mm 1.4 at the moment. It's very simple, it's clean, and gets the job done.
Yeah. Do you usually shoot wide open with that, or how do you usually use it?
With the current one I have, I find it's the sharpest around 1.8, 2.0. I would like to shoot at 1.4, but it's just not nearly as sharp.
Yeah. And what kind of camera are you using with that?
A Nikon D300S.
Okay. Okay, so I really want to delve into your face project some more, because it really is what fascinates me the most about what you've been working on. So I kind of want to ask you, what was the impetus behind starting the face project?
The basic starting was my main hypothesis of everybody is able to get a good picture of themselves. A lot of people, I get a photograph, they hate getting their picture taken, or they have some sort of reservation with getting their picture taken because they don't think they look very good. But nobody looks at themselves in the mirror and says, that's a horrible looking person. I mean, everybody has some unique or interesting feature about them. And so I love that. Everybody looks different. Everybody has a different face. And so I wanted to show people and teach people that you can actually look good in an image. You just have to be taught how. So whether it's lighting theory or angles or anything, there's different tips and tricks to help people to look good in an image. I mean, you look at movie stars, and some of their first pictures starting out are not that good. But as time progresses and as they've gone through more shoots and been educated, they all kind of have this look, and they look very well in photos. You're like, oh, they look so great. Well, they've been taught. And so that was kind of the whole face study project, was how can I learn to teach people? How can I help them to open up and help them look better in pictures?
So the theory is that it's not people necessarily, that there aren't certain types of people that just aren't good at getting their picture taken. It's just a matter of understanding what the process is like and how to be more comfortable around a camera. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also think that a lot of these people kind of are their own self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, if you keep saying, I look bad in pictures, I look bad in pictures, I look bad in pictures, you're probably going to look bad in pictures. You kind of need to have that confidence and that true belief that you will look good. And that's the whole starting point of mine when I take pictures, is just trying to build confidence in my subjects, helping them be confident in themselves to look better.
Yeah. So what are a few things that you've discovered as you've worked through this project?
Yeah, a big thing I've really learned is to communicate, especially a lot in the beginning. I think a lot of photographers will hide behind their camera and just stay silent and not give any form of direction. And I find people start to trail off or get lost, and they kind of get frustrated because they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a trained model. They're not an actor, so they don't really know what to do with their hands, what to do with their eyes or their mouth. And so the first starting of it is just simple, how are you, where are you from, getting to know them and helping them feel more relaxed.
And where do you continue from there? How do you build a conversation? Because I know, you know, in a situation like that, it can be there's kind of uncertainty in both from the photographer and from the subject. You know, they may not know each other, or they don't know how to connect. How do you break that barrier?
Yeah, you know, everybody is different. That's one reason why I love it. You know, you think you're doing the same thing every day, and yet because everybody is so different, your conversation will switch. But really just having a genuine interest in that person. I love getting to know people and knowing about their past, what they're doing, what are their goals and aspirations. Just simple things like that, you know, asking if they have a boyfriend or girlfriend, or asking them questions that kind of get them thinking about good things, good memories.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the key, because then it puts their mind in a good place and it starts to show that true emotion, right? What's one of your favorite memories, or do you travel, or just simple things like that really help to, I think, open people up. And from there, then I start to teach them why I have my lights the way I have them, why I'm posing them the way I pose them, making sure that they have good structure, and then helping them with different facial expressions.
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing I wanted to ask you about. I noticed in some of your posts, you showed some images where you had the subject kind of loosen up a little bit, which I thought was really a neat idea. To kind of get them more relaxed. Have you found that to be a good technique in most cases? Do most subjects feel comfortable doing that?
Absolutely. You know, having them do these outrageous, crazy faces, I'm not necessarily going to keep or use those pictures, but if they can forget that the camera is not there, or forget that it's not that big of a deal, we're in a low stress, free environment, you can be yourself, you can open up. When I get them to give me an angry face or start yelling in my studio, they really open up and you get a great picture afterwards. One of my favorite things to do is I'll tell them, think of a face that uses the most muscles at one time.
Hmm.
It doesn't necessarily have to be technically correct, but they're thinking of this face that's just outlandish and crazy. And I say, on the count of three, I want you to make this face. And so they make it, and it's just crazy and absurd, and then they just start busting up laughing, and you get this great smile, and they just, so much pent-up stress and anxiety just kind of leaves at that point, and they're a completely different person.
Yeah.
And then I can start working with them. Okay, now give me googly eyes, or give me a straight face, give me a mysterious. And they just kind of play off of that. And it's the first thing that comes to their mind, and they give it to me. I never say cheese. I hate the word cheese.
Yes.
I'm going to be eating it, not saying it.
So in this project, have you found any individuals to be, you know, more difficult than others to photograph?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. The people that are usually the hardest to photograph are the people that say they're great at getting their picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
The people that come in, they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I get my picture taken all the time, or, you know, I always am doing faces in the mirror. They kind of get stuck in their ways. And so they might sometimes come across good, but I find it easier with people that know nothing about what they're doing or complete, have just no clue, are easier to kind of teach. It's like a blank slate, and you can kind of build on that easier.
Thanks.
Whereas with the other people that have already had their picture taken or think that they're really good at getting their picture taken, you kind of got to deconstruct it to kind of just let their true emotion show, because they're usually a lot more fake in their pictures.
That makes sense. So how do you work with them then to kind of get back to that clean slate, as you put it?
Really working on just outlandish facial expressions.
Mm.
Because they need to remember they can mess up, and they can kind of basically let them know that it's, well, for one, it's digital, and they need to be more free and or be more willing to mess up, because a lot of their problems is that they know they look good, or they know that they have good facial expressions, and then they just give me that one. And so just start working with them with, you know, put your, puff up your face, give me a blowfish face, or, you know.
Yes, yes.
Spy look. And all of this, then they kind of start having fun, and they forget that they're even there.
That's great. Because I know with my experience taking portraits, that's a fairly common problem, is that, you know, people, certain people, they just have their smile as they see it, you know. And so whenever a camera comes out, it's always the same. It's the same look. It's and yet in a natural setting, it's really not who they are. And I know that it's really a difficult thing to work around for most photographers, is trying to get that genuine look. So that's really good. Well, could you just give us a basic rundown of the process you go through when getting ready to take someone's portrait, you know, as far as how you set up, what settings, you know, just kind of a basic technical rundown.
Well, I usually have a studio in my garage at the moment, and it's pretty basic. I leave it already set up, and so I have a two lighting system with a reflector, and again, it's very simple. It's more about connecting with your subject. And then I have a computer set up for kind of halfway through the shoot. We'll stop and we'll load up the pictures and go through them right there. So I get that ready and get the settings ready. And my camera is usually about 1/200th of a second. And again, I shoot about 1.8 to 2.0 because it's the sharpest I find. And kind of go from there.
How long does a shoot usually take?
It varies on what they're looking for or what the picture is going to be used for or even what package they want, but anywhere from 1 hour to 3 hours.
And do you prefer doing on-location shoots or do you like shooting in the studio?
You know, it's interesting. I like location shoots because I get better, more interesting pictures with more like, you know, landscapes and things.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy the studio for the sole purpose of, you know, I have a very relaxed environment. They come in, I can get them a drink if they'd like. We visit a little bit. It's really just, I mean, I'm usually wearing my moccasins. It's like a very relaxed, enjoyable time. I get to know them. They get to know me. We're cracking jokes. I really get a lot more intimate with the people than you would probably on location.
Mm.
And then they get to see the pictures right off the bat, you know, and you get to see the reaction. It's more like an educational thing, really. When you're on location, it's less educating. When you're in a studio, there's a lot more educating.
Mm-hmm.
At least how I do it.
And with your portrait sessions, how do you take what you learn from those and apply those to other areas of your photography?
You know, the whole purpose of the face study and me even doing portraits is to really help me with on location and in big groups like at weddings. Being able to get people to open up quickly and on a fly and get a great genuine smile out of them, that's hard to do. So portraits are a great way for me to learn and to kind of expound on that, to get a whole group of a bridal party just to start busting up laughing. Mm. You know, a great one is to just say, you guys look miserable, and they all start laughing.
Wow. So what would you say is the purpose then of photography, whatever it be? Could you sum it up in a couple words?
It's like asking me the meaning of life. The meaning of photography. Gosh, that's kind of a tough question. I really want to say it's to cause an emotion. You know, it's in place of words, like we were saying before. And so for me, I'd want it to, I'm trying to think of two words to describe it, but just sheer emotion or sheer impact. That's really what I would kind of call it. Because whether it's for advertising, whether it's for your, you know, 20-year-old son who just graduated, or it's your grandmother's pictures when she was a child, all of that has so much meaning and so much impact for people, whether it's personal or editorial or whatever.
Yeah. So are there any other projects that you're working on right now that you're excited about or that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I actually just started it's a new project called the Golden Hour. And basically it has to do with the golden hour of photography, and that's, you know, when the sun's going down, it's kind of that perfect lighting. And I used to live in Florida for about 2 years, and the golden hour there was, I mean, it was always the golden hour. You knew for a fact 2 or 3 weeks in advance whether or not the weather was going to be bad. So scheduling shoots was really easy. You just assumed it was going to be nice. In the Northwest, that's a kind of completely different story. You kind of, I mean, I've had to cancel 4 times on one client one time just because of the weather. So I wanted to kind of, I set up a whole bunch of shoots, and rain or shine, we shoot it. So the Northwest predicts and decides
for you.
I shoot. And so it helps me to kind of think on the fly, be more creative. So if it's raining and they're in like this summer outfit, I got to make it work somehow. And how am I going to make it work? And so it kind of comes down to, with my wedding photography, if it's raining outside and it wasn't planned to be raining outside, I got to work with it. We can't reschedule the wedding. Mm-hmm, so being creative on the fly, that's kind of the whole idea with the golden hour, and kind of excited about it.
Wow. Is that mainly what most of your projects are for? Is more just for learning how to apply certain techniques or work with certain situations in the real world? Is that usually the purpose behind your projects?
Somewhat. People always ask, did you go to school for photography? And I didn't. I've never gone to school for photography. I've been very self-driven. And so these projects are kind of homework assignments, really. You know, I'm always learning and I'm always getting better. And sometimes what happens is my eye is more developed than my actual skill. And so I'm never kind of satisfied with my work. And so I want to learn, how can I get true emotion? I don't think I'm really there yet, but I know the concept I want with my work is to cause a true emotion and to capture that person's true emotion. I've just been trying to kind of keep learning, you know?
Yeah. And I think that's something that a lot of photographers struggle with too, is feeling like their work doesn't really represent what they are visualizing.
Yeah.
And I think that can be discouraging. How do you work around that?
You know, my biggest thing, and you know, as photographers, especially with portrait photographers, you wait until you get a job and then you don't do anything, right? And so with my work, you don't necessarily have to get paid all the time. I find friends or other people and get them together and just do different creative things to continually shoot. It's so important to just keep shooting and to keep fleshing out ideas and being creative. I'm not necessarily a big fan of taking a picture every day, because if you don't want to hate what you do, right? So you've got to really be passionate and kind of set up deadlines and follow through with the deadlines, and kind of create own little homework assignments. And I know I'll be doing this for the rest of my life as long as I do photography. It's a continually learning process, and with new technologies and things, I got to test out new lenses or test out new lighting systems. And I love being creative. I love thinking of new things. It's really quite exciting.
Yeah. Well, I've only got one more question for you, Peter. And that's to ask you, are there any tips or insights you could give to other photographers that are aspiring to enter the world of portraiture?
Yeah, the biggest thing would be, you know, don't get discouraged. Like I was saying, you know, keep shooting. A lot of times our eye is a lot more developed. You know, we have, the reason we get into what we get into is, we know what we like. We have a good eye for art or for design, but yet we're not there. We can't technically create it yet. So just keep shooting. Keep blazing the trail. Some people it takes years. Some people they get in like a year, and it's kind of frustrating. Like, you have so much talent and you just didn't do anything and you got it. So, you know, if you really want to do it and you really are passionate about it, then just keep pushing on.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Well, Peter, thank you very much. I've really enjoyed doing this interview with you. I know I've learned a lot, and I'm sure there are some things that a lot of other people could learn from what you've shared today, too. So thanks just for taking this time to do this with me. Appreciate it.